Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Disputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. My pleasure, as always. Stephen Gaffney is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen has been with us many times before. He's our honesty expert. You know, in this day and time, you can be an expert in lots of different things. And you wouldn't think you'd need an expert to be honest, but apparently you do. And he makes his living that way. He's written a book called Just Be Honest. He also has another book out called Honesty Works. He has an e-book that I'm going to get him to tell us about just a little bit. He's our good friend, Stephen. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. You know, Stephen, a lot of people who look at your book and they see the title, Just Be Honest. And they look at the other book and they see the title, Honesty Works. And they say, well, duh. But human beings, you know, our first reaction is to say, well, yeah, of course. But in practice, it's not always that way, is it?
No. In fact, people get challenged daily with honesty. And the way I like to have people think about it is it's not always about the truth or lies. That's kind of the obvious part.
Right. The black and the white. It's not the black and the white, is it?
Yeah, and people get all focused on that. Well, is somebody lying or not? I mean, that's a small component of really what we try to address. The bigger picture and the bigger issue is what we don't say to each other. It's the withholding. You know, I was just at a business function last night, and somebody was asking me the same kind of, or bringing up the same kind of idea, which is, why do we people need to teach this stuff, and don't people know this? Well, and then I said, well, how often have you sat and thought, you know, if they just had told me, I could have done something about this.
Right.
And we've all been there, and that is really what I'm talking about with a lack of honesty. And the reason why people withhold is because of fear. The good news is there are things that we can do about it.
Well, I had a situation recently where a guy wanted me to do something for him, and we got all the way to the contract stage. And then he came back to me and gave me some kind of a song and dance about why, you know, he wasn't going to be doing that. And I won't go into all the details, but I said, oh, okay. It sounded a little lame to me when he said it. I mean, this isn't my first rodeo. I've been around a while. I've had people to tell me things that didn't sound right before. I know what that looks like. And so a month or so later, I find out that he actually does continue with the plan, but he's found somebody else to do what he had asked me to do. And all he had to do from the beginning was to say, hey, Jim, we've changed our mind, and we're going to go another direction, and I hope you understand. I would have said, hey, no problem. Call me when you want me to try, if you want me to work with you again. But instead, he basically wasn't honest with me. And now he's kind of ruined a friendship.
It's interesting, you know, Jim,
it was a game that he played, and it wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
Just all he had to do, I mean, I'm a professional, I'm a big boy, just say, hey, you know, and I don't even know why he changed his mind. Maybe it's a geography thing. You know, who all know? There could be a lot of good reasons for it, but all he had to do was just be honest, as you say.
It's amazing how often people just don't say the truth. And upon retrospect, if they had just been truthful, not only might things have changed, but it really speeds up the decision-making process.
Yeah. Yeah.
And unfortunately, the story that you just shared, I hear this time and time again, where when it's all said and done, if they just had told me, I could have done something about it, potentially.
Right.
Either way, what you're talking about is the actual cost is the friendship got ruined.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Well, and it's certainly any kind of trust. I mean, I could, even if I continue to know the guy, I can never really trust him again.
You know, a couple things this brings up, just because I run a small business, obviously, as well. And one of the things I've learned to do on the front end is when somebody says, oh, I'm interested, you know, send me a proposal, I actually try to get everything all clear before I ever send a proposal. And one thing that I've learned to do is to ask this question, how do decisions get made around here? You know, actually, how do decisions get made around here? And I'll share with you how this came up. Just last week, I was talking to somebody else who wanted to bring me in, and they have a business of about 40 people. So it's really a small business relatively to compared to a lot of our big clients. And, you know, he said, I run the business and everything else, but something was just not sitting with me. So what I asked him was, I said, well, how do decisions get made around here? And then he shared about how he has to take this to his partners, and, you know, he explained the whole process, and I learned so much more information. Mm-hmm. I was assuming that he made decisions based on his position, but the reality of it was that was not the case.
Mm-hmm. Truth is, he should have really told you that without you having to ask.
Absolutely.
If he were trying to help you out a little bit. I want to come back and hit and land on that topic just a little bit more when we come back after these messages. Stephen Gaffney is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Just Be Honest and Honesty Works. It's 22. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba.
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
With our good friend Stephen Gaffney. By the way, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the original one, where you can find thousands of archives, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members like Stephen and all the stuff that they do there. And also, you can subscribe to my free email newsletter, which comes every Sunday by email, ready get you ready for the week ahead, and our blog, which we update every single weekday. And then the other website is AskJim.biz, which is our knowledge base, our brand new knowledge base, where small business can get answers now. And so check that out when you get a chance, AskJim.biz. Stephen Gaffney is our guest. He's the author of Just Be Honest. Stephen, give us your website while you're at it, please.
Actually, the website's easy, justbehonest.com.
All right. Check that
just
out.
Justbehonest.com.
They can find out more about your books there.
Absolutely. And we have an e-sign, too, that we send out once a month, sometimes twice a month. But the bottom line is it gives people specific strategies about what to do. In fact, we just sent one out, and we'll be more than happy to send it out to anybody who's listening who wants would like it on the 5 myths of communication, things that are touted as solutions but are actually not solutions.
Think about the, you know, just stop for a moment, folks. Let's all stop for a moment and think about how unproductive it is to play games and not be honest about things. It's the number, if we could put a number to the inefficiency, the unproductive, you know, the loss of opportunity, the loss of productivity, the loss of ROI from not being honest and straightforward with people, the number would stagger us, wouldn't it, Stephen?
Oh, it's amazing. But, you know, I just want to kind of challenge everybody who might be listening that we're all in this together. And what do I mean by that? You know, I think if we all take a hard look at ourselves, at some point we often do withhold information or ideas, and it's often because of fear. And it's a fear that the person might not receive the information correctly, they might get defensive, might get upset, even though in actuality that may not be the case. So what the key thing is, what can we do about this? You know, even going back to the situation I mentioned before about when I was interacting with this person who runs their small business, you know, the key is I can look at that person or I can say, what can I do about it? And by asking important questions, we can get really good answers. And there are things that we can do. And another strategy I often teach people is the Columbo method, you know, which is when you think somebody might be withholding or not telling you exactly what really is going on, be Columbo, the television detective, and say, you know, I noticed this is happening, and I noticed I didn't hear back from you, and I noticed we're talking. Is everything okay? You know, how did decisions get made around here? Mm-hmm. You know, and just kind of probing with questions, but from a position of I don't know or being confused. And that can actually open the doors for somebody to actually share what's really going on.
You know, I remember a case talking about learning the lesson about where are decisions made. Many, many years ago, actually decades ago, I was working on a big sale with a company. And I was dealing with the guy that I'd been dealing with all along over the years, and I was dealing with a guy that I had been led to believe was the decision maker. And I kept trying to get an answer out of him and not trying to get an answer out of him. And, you know, it was time to close the deal. It was a big deal. And finally, he said, well, Jim, you didn't get the business. And I said, well, what do you mean? You've never said anything about the fact that, I mean, you never give me any indication that I wasn't doing what you wanted me to do, et cetera. And he said, well, somebody went to over me, your competitor went over me, went up to my boss, and sold him on his business, and so you lost. I was a young pup in those days. That was a hard lesson for me to learn, but I've never forgotten it. But my point is this person I'd been dealing with had not been honest with me. Because I'd been asking questions, and he didn't say why he wasn't giving me an answer, and I wasn't smart enough to ask him the right questions. But all he had to do earlier on was to say, Jim, you know, I'm not the guy who's going to make this decision.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how people just don't often say what's really going on? And it, Jim, is
he strung me along, and I think he was almost embarrassed after all the time we'd worked together. I think he was embarrassed to give me the truth, and that's where what you just said can be helpful, isn't it? You can help them get over being embarrassed by saying, "Is everything okay?"
Yeah, absolutely, and really probe. You know, the Colombo method is a really good thing when your spider senses are just saying, you know, something's not right here, but how do I confront the situation? Because I don't want to appear insecure. I don't want to appear defensive. Well, you just ask the question. You present the facts that appear conflicting, and then you just say, is everything okay, or what's going on, or can you help me rectify these, what I'm seeing? You know, can you help me look at how I might be looking at the situation? And start to probe, but from a position of presenting the facts and then asking a question. Mm-hmm. It's actually one of the techniques that's in the book, Just Be Honest, and it's also in one of the techniques that I go through in the book, Honesty Works.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to do this.
Well, exactly. Role play with us a little bit how that would work.
Okay.
Another example.
Well, just using the situation that, let's say the decision isn't getting made, right? But they say, we're going with you, Jim. We're going with you. So I would try to have the conversation on the phone. I might say, you know, I notice, Herman, that you've said we're going with this. And I notice I haven't really gotten the contract back. And is everything okay? Can you help me understand what might be going on?
This is taking a little longer than it usually does. Is this situation different from the last one?
Yeah, and I'll give you something else that you can actually do.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you give us that when we come back. And we'll do that right after these messages, folks. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stephen Gaffney is our guest. Stay with us.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog.
They can get it or look at some of the more details about it to decide whether they want to get it.
All right. So check that out, folks. Honesty Sells. That's the ebook. How much is the ebook, by the way?
I think it's $19.95. But I'll tell you what. If anybody if somebody buys the book and they put a note in, a special note, what I'm going to do is I'll send them an article I wrote, a document I wrote about how to deal with when people are withholding and some specific strategies that we can create in our own environment to get people to tell us the truth.
So tell them that you heard it. You heard Stephen on Jim Blasingame Show, and or the Small Business Advocate Show, whatever you can remember, and that you want the extra stuff. Just say, I want the extra stuff.
Yep.
I appreciate you doing that, Stephen. You were going to give us another tip on how to deal with people who aren't honest.
Well, I'll tell you what I've learned to do as a small business, and Jim, you might have gone through this on other shows, but actually, when somebody says to me, you know, send me a proposal, I get real clear on the specifics, and then before I ever send them something, and even on the money, I say, okay, so when I send this over, are we all set with the figures? And
right.
So get all this conversation. I just don't send a proposal blind. Because
salespeople call that qualifying.
Yes. And really get them to agree. And so let me understand. So if I send this over, you can sign off on this. And by when will I get the signed document to our proposal, or whatever the case may be, or contract? By when will I get that back? And what I'm trying to do is flush out and make sure that we've got total agreement. You know, and rather than spending time and sending a proposal and then the person's evaluate it. And so, for example, if somebody says, well, no, actually, I need to bounce that off my boss. Great. Actually, when can we set up a conversation with your boss, a three-way conversation, and let's make sure this gets clear? Because, of course, and I always like to position it this way, Jim. I position it for what's in it for the other person. And one way I've learned to do this, I say, listen, I don't want to send you a proposal, and it doesn't have everything that your boss wants. Can you imagine how embarrassing this would be for you and for me? So why don't we set up a three-way conversation?
So what you're saying is you set you try to set the relationship up from the beginning so that it's conducive to honesty.
Absolutely. And what I do is I assume that people withhold information. And not because of ethical reasons. I actually assume, I'll tell you, Jim, having taught all over the United States, I can tell you, most people are really good people. Yeah. What happens is they get afraid and they don't share the stuff because they're worried.
Well, let's be honest about this, Stephen. Sometimes there's information that has to be given out at a certain interval in the relationship.
Yes.
I mean, in business, you don't spill your guts day one. There are strategic reasons not to say everything, and there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Yeah, in fact, you just hit on something I think so important, and we cover in our new CD that came out, and that is you got to build comfort in the relationship first. You have to build comfort, and what I'm talking about is rapport. I mean, we hear this time and time again, but let's face it, what makes us open up is if we feel comfortable and secure in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, have you ever met somebody who just bombards you with a bunch of questions, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, where's the relationship? So I think sometimes when we're so time impoverished and we want to move so quickly, we forget to build comfort in the relationship, and that is the key to having somebody be more open, so they feel more comfortable to be more open with us.
Well, I had a situation recently where I was working with one of my customers, and I had a situation that I thought they were going to be interested in, but I wasn't ready to tell them everything that I knew about it because I wasn't sure I was ready to completely recommend it to them.
Yes.
But I did call the guy and I said, look, I'm working on a project. Here's an idea about what it's like. I want to make sure that you're interested. I don't want to tell you everything about it now because I might not recommend it, but I don't want to surprise you with the full package when I bring it to you. And so I sort of introduced it to him in, you know, one piece at a time, and that works out really well.
And I think that's the key. And by building comfort and recognizing that has to be there in the relationship, the good news is by us focusing on it, we can do specific things that can really make a huge difference.
Right. Stephen, give us the website again, please.
JustBeHonest.com. JustBeHonest.com.
And that's also the title of the book. Without the .com, that's one of the books. The other one is Honesty Works. The e-book is Honesty Sells, and you can find it at his website. Stephen, thank you very much today. As always, we've enjoyed having you here.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen. That's two Fs in Gaffney, by the way. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post on our behalf around the world. God bless them. God be with them, everyone.
A recent survey shows moms are concerned about managing their weight, staying healthy, spending more time with the family, helping kids do better in school.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.